Spirit of unruliness diffused itself among us, and under its influence, differences of culture and constitution were waived. We banded ourselves together, some boldly, some in jest, and some almost in fear. And of the number of these latter, the reluctance of those who were afraid to seem studious or lacking in robustness, I was one. The adventures related in the literature of the Wild West were remote from my nature, but at least they opened doors of escape. I like better some American detective stories, which were traversed from time to time by unkempt, fierce, and beautiful girls. Though there was nothing wrong in these stories, and though their intention was sometimes literary, they were circulated secretly at school. One day when Father Butler was hearing the four pages of Roman history, clumsy Leo Dillon was discovered with a copy of the Halfpenny Marvel, The Rebuke. During the sober hours of school, pale much in the glory of the Wild West for me, and the confused, puffy face of Leo Dillon awakened one of my consciences. But then the restraining influence of the school and